Wyoming remains one of 10 states that do not fund a pre-K program, but Wyoming does fund some early childhood education, including 8 family literacy programs around the state. The Teton Literacy Center runs one of those programs in Jackson, home to many Spanish-speaking immigrant families. As Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, the program aims to level the playing field for students by educating 2 generations at once.
Fiorella Lazarte is the center's early literacy coordinator. Today, she's driving her car across Jackson to the home of one of her 5-year-old students.
We're going to Camilo's home. They live in the Virginian Apartments, an area where the working class lives.
Camilo is one of 30 children in the center's literacy lab. The free program serves kids who don't have access to other preschool or daycare. Camilo lives in a Spanish-speaking home and will start kindergarten this fall.
We're trying to increase his vocabulary in English because he's great in Spanish, so we're trying to make the transition to help him be successful at school.
Lazarte says that success depends on empowering Camilo's parents to be participants in his learning.
I remember being little, my mom was like my superhero, and that's how kids see their parents. So then to be successful at my job, I just have to teach the children through the parents.
Last school year, Camilo spent 9 hours a week in the classroom. This summer, he's attending practice kindergarten and getting monthly home visits from Lazarte. Inside, the 5-year-old and Lazarte start running through letter names and sounds at the table, while Camilo's mother, Maria del Carmen Sanchez, watches.
W.
Mm-hmm.
Wah. Mm-hmm. Wah. Wah.
Easy, says Camilo, and they move on to sight words. These are words Lazarte wants Camilo to recognize just by looking at them.
So can you find the word run in here? Do you see it? Run. Do you see it anywhere around here?
This one?
Yep. Good job. You did it.
Lazarte asks Sanchez if she's been practicing with her son. Sanchez says yes, but only in Spanish, not English. That's great, Lazarte says.
Si les aprende en español, no hay ningún problema. Si les aprende en inglés,
if he learns in Spanish, that's fine. If he learns in English, that's also fine. But the point is that he learns, right?
Sanchez immigrated from Tlaxcala, Mexico to Jackson 10 years ago. She's not proficient in English yet, but takes night classes as part of this program. She also joins Camilo in the classroom once a month for parent and child together time. They've been in the program almost a year.
Es muy bueno. Le ayuda mucho a los niños a aprender más y a los papás también.
It's great. It helps the children learn more, and it also helps the parents too. It's helped me learn a few more words and to devote more time to my son.
Research shows huge language gaps exist between kids long before kindergarten. And it comes down to the number of words spoken and read at home. In any language.
Your mom is gonna help you, and she's gonna read it out loud to you.
Okay.
Sanchez knows if she improves her language skills and learns some of these teaching tricks, she'll be closer to the future she wants for Camila.
Mis únicas esperanzas es que estudie, que sea alguien.
My only hopes are that he studies, that he becomes a professional, and has opportunities that I didn't. And more than anything, that he's a good boy who eventually becomes a good man.
This is a baby turtle.
Camilo reads aloud a book about baby animals.
Boom.
One of a stack Lazarte leaves with his mom for later reading.
Camilo, guess what? I'm coming back to your house at the end of the month again.
After less than an hour, Lazarte is back in her car. But Camilo's at-home learning isn't over.
I really hope Maria can take what she saw and feel comfortable to do it again at home with Camilo.
Lazarte says that confidence is key for Camilo's mom and for Camilo.
When you're learning a new skill, you're timid, you are afraid, you're shy. My goal is for him to lose the fear and to feel comfortable and to believe in himself.
That'll go a long way when Camilo starts kindergarten next month at Jackson Elementary School. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.